This is our regular program with Robin Schroeder, Director of Sales here at Heritage, and we speak to you from the Homestead campus in Gary once again. I really wanted to come out and see you here.
Good morning. What do you think of all the developments here?
Well, there's a lot happening right in front of us, and when we get to the end, we can possibly help them place those beams or roof struts. No, they wouldn't want us to do that, I don't think. But we're watching your new center being built here. We'll get back to that in just a moment. But here's what I've learned in this program that we have done together now for some weeks, Robin Schroeder. One, here at the Homestead campus in Gary, just off Route 60, there's a lot that people don't ordinarily see if they just drive by, including assisted living and independent living. And in the arena of independent living, there's a wide variety of choices and even more to come over the not-too-distant future. Am I passing the test here?
That's correct, Dennis. What you see here are our independent buildings that house independent residents in their own private apartments. And then right in the center of our circle here is the Berquist Building, which is our assisted living on campus.
And then up the hill from us, there are several varieties of independent living, either in duplexes or individual homes.
You've got it. We've got beautiful cottages here, varying in size, that are for independent residents, all maintenance-free interior and exterior for our independent living campus residents age 55+.
So this suggests the wide variety of opportunities for individuals and couples at a certain point in their lives here on the Homestead campus in Gary, all of which you do not see if you're just driving by.
Right. Don't just drive by. Come check us out. It's a complete continuum of care model in place here for seniors.
And, of course, you have the traditional Heritage facility that people do pass by on Route 60, which is an even higher level of care for those who need it.
Our skilled nursing facility that has both skilled and memory care.
And in another program, we have been talking about the increased opportunity for rehabilitation at the skilled nursing facilities of Heritage, but people have to wait another day to find out more about that.
Right.
But now we come back to the middle of this quadrangle, really, where there's construction underway, and this is kind of an exciting moment to be here because this is the appears to be the first roof truss being placed just as we watch it.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. Everything is really taking shape here. Come check it out. It's just so great to see. We are so anticipating the community center here on campus will house fine dining, and that'll be open to the public. So come have lunch or dinner. We're going to have an executive chef. We're going to have, of course, our resident dining. We're going to have enhanced things here for the residents' enjoyment. It's just going to be a beautiful, beautiful place.
So what I hear you saying, Robin Schroeder, is simply this. Once this is completed, and when do you expect, this is just the first truss going up today, so it'll be a little while. Mm-hmm. When will it be done?
We are anticipating fourth quarter of 2020.
So if I read between the lines from what you just said to me, I have an uncle or an aunt or friend who is on this campus, and I can come up and actually join them for lunch or dinner in this
Absolutely.
New facility.
Absolutely. Everyone's welcome. Come out and enjoy all that Heritage has to offer. Have a meal with us.
You know, it's remarkable the way people do construction. It's every day for them, but to watch this truss come up and be placed on the two vertical beams that are waiting for it there. It's really kind of exciting to
it's
see.
Pretty amazing. They make it look simple, but wow, that's really something.
Well, this is new, and you just had an open house not long ago because you are doing some new hillside homes. So there's a lot new happening on this campus as well.
There's a lot new, and of course, Homestead Stables.
Oh, I didn't even mention that. Yes, we took a tour not long ago. This is the place, the Equine Center, for this campus and for the entire community, which really has stimulated a lot of interest in horses around here and got a lot of people involved.
Absolutely. Just take a short trip out to Gary. Come talk to us. 716-763-5608. We're going to give you a tour that you're not going to believe.
Well, and it is so nice to be able to come here and see this. One of the cranes or one of the lifts is moving out there now, so there may be a little noise in the background, but it is really a dynamic place with a lot of people living happy, fulfilled lives. Just ran into someone whom I've known for years who was just taking a walk through the buildings here and going up and down the stairs doing stair training of all things. So you never know, around every corner is something interesting and exciting.
Always something happening here at the campus.
What's the number to call again, Robin Schroeder, if people want to know more about and this is just one of two campuses.
That's right.
One of two. The Homestead campus here in Gary, how can they reach you?
716-763-5608. Give us a call.